I think a great stumbling block to Hindus being saved, and really this isn't just for the Hindus, I think a great stumbling block to a lot of people of foreign nationalities being saved is that we as Americans have ruined our testimony by being godless and wicked and worldly in the way that we live our lives and in our culture. We've ruined our testimony. So that's, I think, a big stumbling block why people like Hindus or Muslims or other people could be unreceptive to the gospel is because we as American Christians are ruining our testimony. Look what the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 4, because this has to do with evangelizing foreigners. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5. It says, "Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do them in the land whether you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them." Watch this. "For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations." What's he saying? That when the nations see you keeping the word of God and following the commandments of the word of God, you're going to be wise in their sight. They're going to look at that and it's going to make an impression on them. It's going to be wise unto them. It's going to be something that they respect. He says it's your wisdom in the sight of the nations, halfway through verse 6, "which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day?" Now here's my question. Do you think that somebody in India looks at a Hollywood movie and says, "Wow, what nation is so righteous like America? Wow, what nation is there that has God so nigh unto them? What nation is there that has such wise and righteous judgments and statutes?" No, you know what? They look at it and see it as trash. And then you know what they think of our culture? It's trash. And then you know what they think of our religion? That it's trash. Now look, this doesn't just go for America, because obviously we can't control the stupidity of our government or the stupidity of Hollywood or the stupidity of Madison Avenue. We have no control over that. But you know, we can at least control ourselves and control our families and control our church. And basically we can at least be a shining light of the gospel that not only preaches the truth of the grace of God and salvation, but that also lives a life that people can respect. So that they would even have an interest in hearing anything that we have to say about God. Amen. Why would anybody want to listen to what you have to say about God when you live your life in a wicked, worldly way? And they're probably thinking to themselves, you know, we're more moral than you are. Yeah. Why should we accept the Lord Jesus Christ so we can live like you? Why would we accept the Lord Jesus Christ so that our women can dress like hoochie mamas and hookers and whores? Yeah. Why would they accept it? Because they look at it and they say it's immoral. They look at our culture and say, it's ungodly. Yeah. You have no morals. You have no standards. You have no statutes and judgments to live your life by. And it is a stumbling block to them being saved today. Amen. Because Americans go over there and they're wicked. You know, I read some story about the actor Richard Gere going to India and being arrested for publicly kissing a woman other than his wife. You know, I mean, he just is kissing on the mouth publicly some woman that's not his wife. You know, we should disdain that as being immoral. Amen. I mean, how would you feel right now if some other woman came up here and I kissed some woman other than my wife right now? You'd be horrified. You ought to be horrified. Amen. But we watch it on TV, watch it on movies, don't think anything of it. It's just fine and dandy. And he did it. He is arrested over there. Why? Because their culture is actually, in that sense, more traditional and actually showing more morality in certain things. God help us as American Christians when we drag the name of Jesus Christ in the mud. Amen. By living a life of no morals, no standards, and just living a life that's just godless and impure and unclean. You know what? The world looks at that and they're not impressed. How are we going to reach the Muslims and the Hindus with the gospel if we don't live a clean life? They're going to look at us and say, well, why would I want to follow this religion? My wife has more clothes on than your wife. Your wife's half naked. Your wife's in short shorts and a halter top. And you know, okay, so the Muslim women are wearing a little too much clothing. Okay, well, we're wearing too little. You know, we need to find something in between, folks. We need to follow the Bible's standards for clothing. And I'm telling you, The Bible is clear in Deuteronomy 4 how we're going to reach other nations with the gospel. By putting forth an image of following God's law and following God's righteousness. Look, you and I both know that the Bible's better than anything that Hinduism has in the way of scriptures.
That's right.
We know that the Bible is greater than the Quran ever thought of being. We know that. But the question is, do they see this when they look at our lives, or do they see a reflection of Hollywood in us? I mean, think about it. If we go through our lives and live a certain way, are they looking at us and seeing a reflection of Hollywood, Madison Avenue, and everything? Or are they seeing a reflection of this book? Because the Bible says that if they see us living by this book, we will be wise in their sight. They'll say, you know what? Even if we believe in a different religion, you know what? These people are living their life in a wise way that makes sense and that's moral and righteous and clean. And then you know what? When you then open... And look, that's not enough. I'm not preaching lifestyle evangelism, folks.
Yep.
That's not enough. You then have to open the Bible and open your mouth boldly and preach the gospel.
Yep. Amen.
But you know what you need to do is both.
Yep.
And not just sit there and just say, oh, my testimony doesn't matter at all. Well, you know what? When you're living a godless, wicked life, people of other cultures are going to look down on you that aren't as godless and wicked as America. I mean, it's pretty sad that I even have to say that, you know, that other nations are looking down on us right now. But it's true. They are. I mean, think about it. They look at America and they think we're the capital city of or the capital of sodomy.
Yeah.
Why would I want to listen to a missionary that's coming from Sodom land? I am from the country of Sodom and Gomorrah, and I'm here to give you the gospel of Jesus. They're like, forget Jesus. We don't want to hear about it. Because they don't want the sodomy and the filth. And you know what? If we had, as Christians, would stand up and condemn this stuff and fight again and distance ourselves from it. But what are all the Christians? Oh, let's just bring in all the homos. No, we ought to be distancing ourselves from that.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, but how are we going to reach the homos? We got to reach the poor little faggot with the gospel. Hey, what about the billion Hindus that are going to hell?
Amen. Yeah.
You know what? They're going to think you're a stinking faggot if you have all these weird queers coming into your church.
Yeah.
You don't care about them. Because
yep.
We just want to make sure we reach... They're reprobate!
Amen.
It's too late!
Amen.
But oh, just so worried about how I'm going to reach this little fairy. No, what about all the billion people in this world that are worshiping these false gods of Hinduism? You know, why don't you want to get them saved? You know what? They're not impressed with you being a faggot. Or hanging around with a bunch of faggots.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, we need to distance ourselves from the filth of Hollywood.
Amen.
We need to distance ourselves from the smut of this world.
Amen.
And you know, when you go out and live your life in a permissive, promiscuous, just impure, filthy way and hang around with a bunch of filthy people and fill your mind with a bunch of junk, and then you expect to be a good, shining light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's not working. We need to repair our testimony as Christians so that the nations of the world will look at us and they'll say, you know what? This is a wise people. These people have God nigh unto them. I want to hear what they have to say. And you know what? God prophesied in the Old Testament, if they'd follow God's laws and his statutes, that people would come from all over. People would flock to the nation of Israel, he said, just to want to learn about God. Like the Queen of Sheba. She showed up and she was so impressed and just, wow, you know, this is great. You know, these laws and these statutes and judgments, it's so wise. And she was impressed. And you know what? She went home and is bringing a good report unto her people. That's what America should be. And, you know, obviously we can't control what the people who are running our country are doing. But you know what? At least we as Baptists, at least we as independent Baptists, at least we at this church, or at least you and your family can present an image to the people that you come into contact with of saying, hey, we're different.
Amen.
We're not wicked people. You know, we actually believe in following the Bible. And so that testimony is going to help you be a better witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ when you do verbally open your mouth. See, you need both. You don't want to just sit there and say, oh, yeah, I'll just live my life and they'll see it. No, live your life and then preach the word. But you don't want to just preach the word as you just disregard the commandments of God.
Amen.
Because then you're a bad testimony. Then they're not going to be impressed. They're not going to see. The Bible says righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And you know what a reproach means? It means people look at it and they're just shaking their head. And you know what? We are a laughingstock of the world right now.
Yep.
Go ahead and defend your pro. And you know, some of you right now, I bet you, there's somebody in this room that right now is just, oh, I can't believe he said the word faggot. Oh. You know what? Get out of here and don't ever come back.
Amen.
Get out. Amen. Get out, because you know what? You are the problem in America today.
Amen.
If you're going to sit there and defend the sickest, vilest, filthy perversion, just get out.
Amen.
Get out of here. I don't want you around. You say, oh, I'm afraid that when you preach hard against the homos, you know, you're going to lose people. I hope I lose people preaching
Amen.
Hard against the homos.
Amen.
I hope you'll get out if you approve of that filth and
Amen.
Smut, because I don't want you around my kids, because I'm suspicious of you if you're going to defend it.
Amen.
It's sick. It's vile. It's disgusting.
Amen.
Get out. The world doesn't accept this crap. It's America that accepts this filth.
Amen.
The rest of the world's looking at you thinking that you're disgusting.
Amen.
And how are we going to reach them with the gospel if we don't distance ourselves from wickedness and lift up this book as the standard?
Amen.
You show me in this book your view on the homos, and I'll show you mine.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.